Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning and welcome into Beat the Streak Daily for Monday, the 12th of September. Tell you what, anytime this guy homers, you can bet it's going to lead the podcast because he keeps hitting them in big spots like this one with the Cardinals trailing in the ninth. And oh yeah, he's a soon-to-be-retiring all-time great.
The young deals. Pujols swings and lifts a high fly ball. That's it deep. Center field. It might go. It's a gunner. It's a gunner for Pujols. He gives the Cardinals the lead in the ninth inning with home run 6-9-7, all alone in fourth place in Major League Baseball history.
Albert rises to the occasion again.
Since the All-Star break, Albert Pujols has a 1.143 OPS. The one guy with a better one, Aaron Judge. That's it. What a legendary final season, and he's not done. Neither are we. Streakers and documenters here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I am Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. Ryan, you can see the end from here, but you're alive and streaking, aren't you?
I'm at 5 Spiegs, which means Kyoshi Lotus 26. I am coming for you.
More on him in a moment. We take a look at the state of the streak every weekday morning with 24 more days in the regular season. 48 is the highest a streaker could get if they started today. So if you start today or tomorrow, you all, like Ryan Porth, have a chance to catch Kyoshi Lotus 26 and his streak of 45, which is the leader in the clubhouse, for $10,000. If on Wednesday, the 28th of September, no streaker is at 30, then Kyoshi Lotus 26 has it all wrapped up because there would be 8 days remaining. Double downs would equal 16 and you could get to 46. But as of September 28th, if nobody's at 30, Kyoshi Lotus 26 has 10 grand wrapped up. Active streakers right now with streaks at 9 or higher, you still have a chance to hit 57. And win $5.6 million. We'll keep tabs on all this stuff. And in the meantime, we track hitting and pennant races and streakers themselves here on Beat the Streak Daily. The leading streak is 29, held by a streaker named 3725083, who had Jose Altuve, and by GetC1308, who had this Diamondback, a rookie with an amazing backstory.
Stone Garrett, bases loaded, Coors Field. Let's see how this plays out.
Stone Garrett knocks it into center. That's a base hit. Alcantara's home. They wave Varsho. Stone Garrett drives in two, and it's 3-0 Diamondbacks.
Atta baby.
Love those two-out RBI hits.
And to use an overworked cliche, just didn't try to do too much. As badly as we wanted him to hit a home run, he just wanted to get a base hit.
Stone Garrett in his 11th big league game was the choice by that streaker. Check this out. Stone Garrett was out of baseball, having been dropped from the Marlins minor leagues during the pandemic, selling real estate. A former Marlins video coordinator messaged him on LinkedIn, wishing him well. And Garrett said, "Hey, do you know anybody who's looking for an outfielder?" The coach said he'd ask around. Stone Garrett signed with the Diamondbacks a few weeks later, raked in the minors, and is now a big leaguer. He said, quote, real estate will always be there, unquote. Come on, what a story, man. We love stories here. Hockey Taco is alive and streaking and delicious, thanks to Freddie Freeman, Hockey Taco, and Joe Douglas and MIA Torkelson HOF are all at 28. I should just add the MIA to the Torkelson HOF moniker. We're going to go with that. MIA Torkelson HOF is the new name. It really rolls off the tongue. Meanwhile, the namesake, Spencer Torkelson himself, is having an excellent offensive moment for the Tigers.
Torkelson finds one down into the corner. He has been rolling, has he? All the way to second. Torkelson with a stand-up one-out double here in the seventh. Another extra base hit in the series and on the road trip for Spencer Torkelson.
9 hits in his last 6 games, an OPS over 1 here in September so far. Best stretch of this former number one overall draft pick's big league career. Playoff ramifications on the West Coast yesterday. The Dodgers are the first team to punch their ticket to the postseason, thanks in part to the big redhead.
Swings and hits a drive. Deep left field. Way back. It's a grand slam for Turner. Oh, how do you like that? And the Dodgers have opened it up in the 7th inning. A grand slam for Turner.
Dig this. In his last 42 games since July 2nd, Justin Turner is hitting .366. Just what that team needs, another blazing batter. That's a 10th straight playoff appearance for the Dodgers. That trails only the Braves with 14 from 91 to 2005 and the Yankees with 13 from 95 to 2007. I don't know if anybody's ever going to be more impressive than those streaks, though, Ryan, considering there's more playoff teams now than there were then. That Braves streak of 14 is going to be an all-timer.
I'm going to say the Dodgers break that streak.
Really? I think Dodgers get past 14?
They are well-built for years to come. Yeah. Like their minor league system is loaded for bear, so they can either have those guys come up and be stars or trade them for stars.
I think you're right, but in terms of impressiveness, I don't know if anybody will beat that Braves 14 because of how few playoff teams there were at the time. And then yesterday in Seattle, a sellout crowd of 45,000 plus in the house. The Braves and the Mariners played a crazy game. Seattle up 6-2 in the 9th. Braves came back with homers from Michael Harris II, his second homer of the day, and Robbie Grossman to take the lead against Paul Sewald. But bottom 9, Julio Rodriguez homered to tie it, and Eugenio Suarez then sent everyone home.
1-1 to Gino. Giddy up, baby! Giddy up! Giddy up! And the Mariners win this ball game! The Mariners beat the Atlanta Braves 2-3! Gino with a home run! Oh, baby! Hey now! Hey now! 8-7 Seattle!
Seattle is tied with Tampa for the top wild card spot, a half game ahead of the Blue Jays. We'll be watching and tracking it here for you. Our picks are next here on Beat the Streak Daily.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some teams get a breather today. Just 9 games on this Monday, including a doubleheader for the Marlins and the Rangers. Best series getting underway today, the Rays and the Blue Jays in Toronto. And Ryan has something for you in the 4th pick coming up from that ball game. I've got a pick in that ball game as well. But first, a late night game for you streakers to stay away from. Braves, Giants, and San Francisco. Spencer Strider, ready to play stopper for Atlanta. Look at his last 2 starts. 14 innings, just 4 hits allowed, 25 strikeouts. Is that good? Stay away.
You stay away. I stay away.
Time now for the fourth pick.
Speaks, the Blue Jays offense as a whole is surging here in September. Bo Bichette, he is hitting .415 in his last 20 games. He is on fire. And like you said, the Jays host the Rays tonight, a huge series in Toronto. I like Bichette to get a hit or two off of Cooper Criswell, who's making his MLB season debut for the Rays. In one outing last year for the Angels, Criswell gave up 6 hits in 1-plus innings. He's not that great of a pitcher. So Bichette's OPS over 1,200 in those last 20 games, and his batting average rising by 20 points in that time, I think comes through again tonight against Criswell of the Rays.
Bo Bichette, the fourth pick. Time now for my Daily Double-A. Analytically, Jose Berríos has had a rough year. At 10.3 hits per 9 innings, he's fourth worst among qualified pitchers, down there with the likes of Jordan Lyles, Madison Bumgarner. And for Berríos, 43 hits allowed in his last 32 innings, including 18 given up in his last 2 starts. Yandy Diaz of the Rays hits righties best on that team at .287. He has 5 hits in his last 5 games. I'll go Yandy Diaz as the pick there tonight. And then anecdotally, better be anecdotal, because Ketel Marte is only 4-for-30 this month, but he gets Tyler Anderson of the Dodgers lifetime against that lefty. Anderson Marte, 10-for-23, good for a .435 average. I'm betting that the Dodgers are going to be a little bit hungover, a little bit apathetic, having clinched that playoff spot yesterday. You could also look at Diamondbacks righty Christian Walker, who's hitting .340 over the last 15 days. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, wherever you get your podcasts, and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys, but especially Yandy Diaz, Ketel Marte, and Bo Bichette, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!